In eastern Ukraine, the town of Trostianets has been retaken by Ukrainian troops, but with much of it lying in ruins. The Russians departed after a month of heavy fighting, while many people took shelter.
We have spent 30 days in the basement with small children, who've been shaking until now.
The Russians left behind military hardware and allegations of widespread abuse.
They came to our houses, intimidated people and kicked them out of their homes. They took everything from us, mobile phones, guns, food, everything.
In the past week, Ukrainian forces have been recapturing towns and villages around the capital, Kyiv, while Russian forces have also been withdrawing or been pushed back in the northeast and southwest. It's thought the Russians will now concentrate efforts in the east of the country and mount a final push to take the besieged city of Mariupol. Efforts to open a humanitarian corridor into the ruined city continue. The International Committee of the Red Cross says in addition to getting people out of Mariupol, it's vitally important for the corridor to be used to get humanitarian aid in. The ICRC says it's prepared to lead the effort, but only if the two warring sides can guarantee the safe passage of the convoy. The western city of Lviv is providing refuge for thousands of people who have fled the fighting around Kyiv and other cities further east. People like Olha and her two children, who now attend regular activity sessions provided by this children's library.
Right now, this is the only and best way to keep my kids and myself busy, to keep them distracted.
This class is being led by a teacher who was forced to flee a town near the front line in the east.
They're happy, they're playing, and their joy is my joy.
Art sessions here are aimed at tackling the trauma they may have experienced from the fighting. President Vladimir Putin invariably portrayed as the villain. Elsewhere in this library, volunteers work on camouflage netting for Ukrainian forces. Across the border in the neighbouring Russian region of Bryansk, returning paratroopers are given a hero's welcome. Instead of pulling forces back from the fighting, as Moscow has previously announced, Western observers suspect Russia might simply be rotating units and preparing for a new phase in this war. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Lviv.
Let's get an update with Imran Khan, who's joining us from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Imran, over to you.
Two very big explosions in the last 4 hours. The first one took place around 4 o'clock local, happened not too far away from here, and then one again about an hour ago, both in the same area. Those explosions took place in the centre of Kyiv. That's the first time, certainly since I've been reporting, that artillery or missiles or rockets, we're not entirely sure what type of ordnance was used, has come this close to the city centre. Now, this all comes after the Russians on Tuesday said they were going to relieve the pressure on Kyiv because they understood that there were decision makers in place. By decision makers, they mean the government, frankly. So the fact that this has now happened, and it happened twice in the space of a few hours, is very disconcerting for many. We don't know what building has been hit. There's lots of speculation on social media. But the fact that we weren't allowed to go to the site of the explosion, which we have been able to do in the past, suggests that it's a sensitive location. But this all comes, like I say, as the Ukrainians are very worried about what the Russians are actually up to. And this has been backed up by the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, who's actually said a withdrawal is taking place from Kyiv, but he sees it as much more as a repositioning, a regrouping, and perhaps even a resupply for a new phase of the war, whether that comes to Kyiv or whether they're going to concentrate in the east and in the Donbass region is unclear. But he also says that the Russians are keeping up their pressure on Kyiv, and we're seeing evidence of that almost every single day. Every single day since that announcement, there have been shelling, artillery, missiles, rockets hitting the outskirts of Kyiv, Brovary on the other side as well. So there's a lot of pressure still on the capital, and that is concerning residents. And but more, there's a political issue here as well for the Ukrainian government. Every time they seem to make headway with the Russians, something like this happens, and it's increasingly frustrating them and something they are now talking about publicly.
Thank you so much, Imran Khan, reporting from Kyiv.